Welcome back to The Wise Man's Page, the podcast where we read Patrick Rothfuss's The Wise Man's Fear, page by page. This is page 87. I drew a breath, then hesitated. I don't make diagnosis in the Medica, Master Arwell. I'd fetch one of your Eltha to do it. He smiled at me, eyes crinkled around the edges. Correct, he said. But for the sake of argument, what do you think might be wrong? Is the patient a student? Arwell raised an eyebrow. What does that have to do with the price of butter? If they work in the fishery, it might be smelter's flu, I said. Arwell cocked an eyebrow at me, and I added, there's all sorts of heavy metal poisoning you can get in the fishery. It's rare around here because the students are well trained, but anyone working with hot bronze can inhale enough fumes to kill themselves if they aren't properly careful. I saw Kilvin nodding along and was glad I didn't have to admit the only reason I knew that was that I'd given myself a mild case of it a month ago. Arwell gave a thoughtful humph, then gestured to the other side of the table. Master Arithmetician? Roger sat on the left-hand point of the table. Assuming the changer takes 4%, how many pennies can you break from a talent? He asked the question without looking up from the papers in front of him. What type of penny, Master Bradur? He looked up, frowning. We are still in the Commonwealth, if I remember correctly. I juggled numbers in my head, working from the figures in the books he'd set aside in the archives. They weren't the true exchange rates you would get from a moneylender. They were the official exchange rates governments and financiers used so they had common ground for lying to each other. In iron pennies, 350, I said, then added, 1.5. Roger looked down at the paper before I'd even finished speaking. Your compass reads gold at 220 points, platinum at 120 points, and cobalt at 32 points. Where are you? I was boggled by the question. Orienting by trifoil required detailed maps and painstaking triangulation. It was usually only practiced by sea captains and cartographers, and they used detailed charts to make their calculations. I'd only ever laid eyes on a trifoil compass twice in my life. Either this was a question listed in one of the books Bradger had set aside for study, or it was deliberately designed to spike my wheel. Given that Bradger and Hem were friends, I guessed it was the latter. I closed my eyes, brought up a map of the civilized world in my head, and took my best guess. Tarbin, I said. Maybe somewhere in Yill? I opened my eyes. Honestly, I have no idea. And that's the page.
I'm Nick.
I'm Jordana.
I'm Jeremy. And there is a lot on this page to enjoy, a lot to sink one's teeth into. I would like to start at the top of the page, because Kvothe has started to learn from what Elladin did to him, because he's about to give the answer to like what he thinks that diagnosis is, and then he remembers, wait a minute, I don't get to give the diagnosis because I'm not the right rank to do that. And he sort of tosses it back at Arwell. And whether or not Arwell was trying to trick him or was trying to sort of trip him up by asking him sort of an unfair question, Arwell does at least acknowledge that, like, well, that's technically the right answer. Like, you shouldn't tell me that because, you know, that's not your job. But humor me and give it away.
Yeah, the implication is that he wasn't trying to trip him.
In contrast, Bradur is.
Well, Bradur is just trying to, like, you know, give him a question he can't answer. And then Arwell also, like, when Kvothe asks a further clarifying question, he doesn't say that doesn't matter. He asked Kvothe why Kvothe thinks it does matter. So he knows enough about Kvothe to know that, like, oh, like, Kvothe, well, he cares about Quoth's reasoning, right? He's not just asking him about medical facts. He's asking him about, like, his critical thinking and his reasoning skills and, like, learning stuff about Quoth that way. So we sort of get a sense of, like, what's important to Arwill beyond just, like, medical knowledge.
And specifically what's important to Arwill when it comes to Quoth, because we know that Arwill is one of the teachers that kind of gets along well with Quoth.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's significant that it jumps from Arwill, who's on the farthest right, to Brandir, who's on the farthest left. Is that indicative of their rank? Do they start with the two lowest and then move to the middle, maybe, where the higher ranking?
That's sort of how I saw it, is you would move from the outside of the horns in. Because the Chancellor sits in the middle.
Because I would have thought that... Yeah, exactly. I was thinking if there was no rank inherent, then you would go from, you know, one side to the other. But it seems to me that jumping around like this, then
I think
there's a rank inherent
to
where you're sitting on the table.
Right? Because it's always the teacher who he asked last sort of goes, all right, your turn now. So I think it might be...
Maybe because they know it's now their turn. Let's keep an eye on it. Because also, Rothfuss points out that Brandir sat on the left-hand point of the table on this page. And on the previous page, he points out where Arwill is sitting.
It's possible that they place them based on what they teach, because they want to ask, like, first they want to ask the medica questions, then they want to ask the math questions. Like, maybe they want to ask those topics questions.
Yeah, but that wouldn't necessarily, doesn't really matter where you, if that was the case, then why wouldn't you line them up, you know?
Right, of course, and it wouldn't matter where you sat.
Yeah. I frankly think that it doesn't matter, that telling us where they sit is just to give us an idea of the blocking of what's going on in the room.
All right. I would probably agree with you, but I think it's significant that Hem seems to be next in line for chancellorship when the chancellor is bedridden.
Mm. Okay, that's a data point in your favor.
Yeah, there may be some ranking going on, some politicking that we don't understand that this is an indicator of.
It's possible. So getting to Brandir, this is like the only interaction I can think of that Quoth has ever had with him, like besides other instances of him, like, you know, being tested for admissions. And like, I think that Quoth's guess is the best we have to go on as to why Brandir is being such a dick, like asking such complicated and sort of like deliberately tricky and detailed questions. Just like, what other reason would he have to do it?
Yeah, well, here, I think that Quoth being mindful of looking for a trick question is correct here, because Brandir's first question is full of deniability, right? He could easily be like, no, you're wrong, because I meant this other type of penny. Or, no, you're wrong, because I'm talking about this money changer, not like a real world money changer, besides not the academic money changer. And then his second question doesn't even seem to be in the notes that he, in the study notes that he left for the students. So I do think that he's probably doing a favor to Hem. What's more, I wonder what the papers are that he's shuffling.
I think that it's just an excuse to give him a bit of business to show us that he's not thinking about the questions he's asking Quoth, right? Like, Arbol's questions had a certain kind of logic. He was testing for different things. Whereas I think Brandir, when he knew Quoth was up, he was like, okay, I'm going to ask Quoth these two really difficult arcane questions so I don't have to think about it. So he's just like sort of like bored. It would be like me playing with my phone while asking Quoth these questions, right? He's just like doing something to keep himself occupied because he's bored.
Mm-hmm. Hem gave him Hem the rhetorician, the logician, gave him these questions that have no good answer and wrote them down for him to
but
ask.
But it doesn't say that he's reading them off the papers.
No, but it also says he doesn't look up from his papers. Or no, he looked down at his paper to look at the next question. Like, it's again, we don't really get enough detail to really highlight what Brandir is doing.
I think he's looking at the papers.
I think it's possible.
Because he wants to purposefully show disrespect to Quoth. And it shows instant disrespect when you don't look at someone when you're talking to them or they're talking to you.
Yeah, totally.
I think it does show disrespect. I don't think it's intentional. I think it's just he actually doesn't respect him and isn't trying to show it. He just doesn't care.
Yeah, it's just a byproduct.
I do want to talk about the trifoil compass, though, because this is a really interesting bit of world building.
Yeah, like they have three different metals that like that's how they're... It's not organized by like north, south, east, west. It's organized by like what different metals the needles are pointing at.
Yes, so presumably it's a compass with three different needles, and what's more, if it just pointed to three different poles, it wouldn't require painstaking work to determine where you mm-hmm. were. So it seems to me like it's more like a sextant, where you do need to do quite a bit of math and quite a bit of crunching, and it is most useful as a sea charting tool. And that makes me wonder what they point to. And some of the online sleuths have suggested that one of the needles might point to the moon.
Is this an item?
Ooh, that's a good concept.
Is this an item that has drawn a lot of discussion in the King Killer fandom?
I don't know about a lot of discussion, but certainly a fair bit. In particular, I'm looking at the Tor reread run by Joe Walton, but there has, you know, a quick Google shows that there are a few posts about it. Furthermore,
and I have a note from Reddit. Saying that, like, the trifold compass was mentioned in Trappist's story in The Name of the Wind.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Mentions the trifold. Apparently. Yeah, I'm just reading the note now, but there is some chat of it on the King Killer Chronicle Reddit. This isn't the only thing that's mentioned. That's the one thing that caught my eye.
Now, where is that 10th anniversary edition? Because in one of
it's with me.
Okay, can you look at the map in the 10th anniversary edition?
I can indeed.
Because one of the editions has these three large knobs, three large circles. It's not in this edition, the first edition of Name of the Wind. And I don't think it's here.
It must be in this edition.
I don't think it's here in this Wise Man's Fear one either.
So, knobs?
Yeah, I seem to recall they're like large circles that aren't, they're bigger than the cities. They're like particular three things, three points. Anyway, if I find that image, I'll point it out. But somebody suggested.
Okay, so the three things that are noted on the map in the not the island. What's the word I'm looking for? In the legend are government, seat, notable city, and landmarks.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, there's no circles other than the compass itself in the top right hand corner.
Well, I bring this up because some online sleuths have done a bit of digging and suggested that some of the foils might point to the ancient cities, like the Free City of Tinue, or even the University or Tarbin. And they have posited that there's a few different spaces. Basically, there.
Oh, Nick, I'm looking at the map you're talking about.
Oh, yes.
It's not in the 10th anniversary edition, but it is on the Reddit page, and I just realized that I was literally staring at it. Cobalt is for Tarbin, platinum for the Great Something Sea, the Great Sea.
The Great Senthi Sea?
Yep, that one. And then gold goes to the donkey? Like the pack on the donkey's Thank back?
Huh. So there's some rationality for that, but in addition to this particular map that you're looking at, also, Drenek, you save that so we can post it when the day comes around.
Sure. We'll do.
These sleuths are trying to figure out where Brandir's Point is. And in this particular map, they've located it as just north of Junpui. But I found another sleuth who suggests that this point is the town of Nowhere.
Oh.
So.
What could Nowhere be just north of Junpui?
I think they have pretty reliably put it as being in the small kingdoms just south of the Eld. But, they, you know, you can fudge it and say it's north of Junpui also, so.
Yeah, we're definitely looking at the same map because that's where the point is. It's north of Junpui on the map I'm looking
anyway,
at.
Anyway, I don't have that kind of patience to do this sleuthing and figure out where Brandir's Point is. And also, I don't think it's all that significant. I think it's just a random point in the world. But interesting if indeed Brandir has located the town where Quoth will spend the rest of his life. Big if
Weird.
True. Yeah. Anyway, what I'm really interested in is the trifoil compass, this idea that there's three things that it points to, not just magnetic north, but three locations, and it's more complicated than just a compass. Because, as I said, if it just pointed to three static locations, it would be quite easy to figure out where you were.
Yeah.
You just draw lines on a map, and you'd be standing at
it's
the X.
It's a very good piece of fantasy world building, because it fires the imagination as to like how it works.
Yes, indeed.
I like it.
And it's also, I think, a good answer. Saying, I don't know, is, I think, in this context, actually a pretty good answer than trying to give mm-hmm. a bad answer. Maybe not
yeah,
to Brandir.
Yeah, I'm sure Brandir won't give him
think
a fair hearing no matter what. But yeah, admitting that you don't know something when you don't know it is fine.
Yeah.
The honest answer is sometimes the best answer.
Jeremy just did a rail of coke.
Oh boy, I wish.
You're gonna say, why'd you breathe in like that?
I'm tired, okay? My podcast bunker isn't so well outfitted that I have lines of coke at my beck and call. Which, speaking of which, if you want to contribute to the Patreon.
You guys are terrible.
Go ahead, Jeremy. That was a good segue.
If you want to contribute to our Patreon to supply your favorite podcasters with whatever substances they choose to put into their bodies, you can go to patreon.com/pageofthewind.
If you want to listen to what we say and do in your off time, you can follow us on the various social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Page of the Wind.
And for any other fun Page of the Wind content, you can visit us at pageofthewind.com. And also, if you like merch and stuff, you can visit our shop and get cool merch.
Yes, indeed. We're out of letters, so if you want to send us a letter, please do. What else are you doing right now? So
who knows? By the time this airs, maybe it'll be over.
How many episodes ahead are we? That's true. Hopefully. We are many episodes ahead, so could be. You can email us at pageofthewind@gmail.com, or you can drop it directly into the mailbag by going to pageofthewind.com and scrolling down to the bottom where there is an online form that will send mail directly into Mr. Mailbag's gullet.
Where it will slowly be digested over 1,000 years.
Precisely. Precisely. Over 1,000 years. Threepio, you tell that slimy piece of worm-ridden filth, he'll get no such pleasure from us.
Are you done your bit?
There's only one way to destroy the bit.
Never done Star Wars.
What's that?
You fire proton torpedo into an unshielded exhaust port right below the main port.
Good lord, you guys!
It's not impossible. I used to bullseye womp rats in my T-16 back home.
I don't understand how you know so many quotes.
Yes, Jordana, in a very real way, I lived in Star Wars from about age 7 to age 14.
Like, I like Star Wars a lot too, but I don't know, like, I don't memorize quotes from anything the way that you guys memorize quotes.
Jordana, it's possible to learn this power. All you have to do is...
It's the why.
There is no why.
But not from a Jedi. There is only do. Do or do not. There is no why.
Well, I vote that we do not and come back tomorrow for another page.
I love this podcast.
I love democracy. This is how liberty dies. To thunderous applause. Ha 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 ha! Unlimited power!